those who put their trust in me and in my word will not be shaken, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have given a mandate unto those who are in this place and those that are listening to receive the outpouring that I left and the trueness of my word I'm restoring line on line. And I'm challenging you to come up to a higher place in your walk of righteousness and in your faith, believing for the power which is now and which is coming, saith the Spirit of grace. Rejoice in this season and rejoice even in times where your flesh is up against the wall of dryness and it seems as if you're having to press. Let none be without rejoicing, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For whether you're enjoying a place where it feels like my presence is all around you at all moments of the day, or those who are walking in a place where it feels as if there's dryness and there is no rest, know this: to all, my presence is with you even in the dry times, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not judge your walk by your emotions. For some of the greatest accomplishments in the Spirit and some of the greatest strides that you'll ever make towards what I'm calling you to do is during a season where you're having to walk by faith and not by sight. But I say to all, rejoice, for the hour is coming and now is that the blind see and the lame walk. Know this, that all of you, from least to greatest, will rejoice. You'll rejoice and you'll be thankful for every dry time that I brought you through and every time that your flesh was challenged to go another way and you chose to walk in this way, saith the Spirit of grace. Let your rejoicing be made manifest in me this day, saith the Lord. For these are high times in my spirit. And I show and forecast to you good things which are coming into your midst. Those of you that have come apart and come on this walk, know this: I am pleased and heaven rejoices with your decision. Heaven rejoices in that you've separated yourself to a place that's not easy for the flesh. But this is the place of reward. This is the place where my presence comes, and this is the place where I'll use you from the least to the greatest, saith the Spirit of grace. For I've not given the power to work through the pulpit ministry only, but I've given it to all my people. High times of rejoicing are coming into your midst. For you've embraced the vision of revival. And I've asked you to go after it like never before. Fall in love like never before with your prayer closet. Forsake anything that needs to be forsaken to go to that place of prayer on a daily basis. Make no excuses for the flesh. This thing that I ask you to do begun in a place of a mandate for prayer. And I testify you before you, saith the Spirit of grace, that this thing will not be birthed in any other way but by prayer. Continue to pray. Continue to fast and continue to set yourself apart. For this is my will. This is my purpose and this is my plan for you, saith the Spirit of grace.